Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Our favorite time of the week.
High school sweethearts turned married couple with two kids.
Join us for a conversation on life, parenting, marriage, and more.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Welcome to Close Enough.
Hello.
Thank you for checking us out, whether it be for the next 10 seconds or the whole entirety of the podcast.
Choice is yours.
as our friendly, friendly friends, our hype man in the beginning say, this is the favorite time of the our favorite time of the week.
Yes.
It is my favorite time of the week.
Absolutely. Even with it being such a good week, this is still one of my top favorite moments, regardless.
Yep. It was a fun week. We hope you had a great week. A couple of housekeeping things. If you would, take the time to find us on social media. We're on Instagram at Close Enough Pod. We're Close Enough Podcast on Facebook. And we're on TikTok. Close Enough Pod.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. We'll step up our TikTok game.
Gary made a TikTok.
We talked about that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll repeat myself. I'm getting
thank you to everybody who commented or reached out to us and told us that you took the love language test.
Yes, I love that.
If you're a guy, that just means you're a little more whipped now. Or maybe a little more in touch with yourself. I'm not too
Why
sure.
Why does it have to be whipped?
I don't know.
Do you think you're whipped?
Yeah. To a certain extent.
Yeah. By choice?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think it's whipped then.
What is it then? Is whipped when it's not your choice? Like,
I don't know. I don't like that term. I don't like that like power dynamic.
Oh, whipped. I can't say it.
No, I just don't like the concept that somebody like
is more controlling than the other.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not a good relationship.
No, it's not. It should be a 50-50 balance or a sliding scale depending on what time of the week it is.
Right. It's not always 50-50. Some days somebody has to be 90.
92-8. Yeah. Like our favorite cut of beef. Can't be 100% fat free.
That's not, nobody eats that. We do like
if you can afford it, you can eat it.
92.8?
Like 93.7, like Laura's Lean, they spot all the time.
Well, no. You want lower numbers.
No, like 93%.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
don't right. question me. I've been in the grocery store way more than you ever have.
I bought the bad stuff then this week.
Yeah, the lower it is. When the top number's lower, that just means it's fattier.
I am failing so much in the grocery store department.
Well, you just need to let me do it.
No.
Abby had the week off.
We can do this together.
And I feel like if Abby was a stay-at-home mom or maybe worked at home through the day, like this house would be way better than the well-oiled machine it is right now. Just do you feel like you had time to, like, we started the week going over our budget? Now,
this was on Sunday. I sat down and just said, hey, let's talk about this. We have a little budgeting.
A little history. Abby has been in and out of this stage in the last decade or so. So I've been in charge of the finances. Now, how we budget and see financial literacy is completely different.
You can only imagine.
I'm of the nature, you spend until it's gone, and then guess what? You just can't spend anymore.
It's not a budget.
See, more comes in.
Oh, my God. So, I jumped in and said, hey, let's just look at what we're spending.
Not out
on.
Of necessity, just out of a...
It's not necessity, but we don't save. Like, we are definitely like... It's not that we're like paycheck to paycheck, but we're like, oh, there's money. Let's.
We're one transmission away from... One blown transmission in the car away.
From major...
And if the economy keeps going like it is, we're one full tank of gas away.
The game I've played all week is like, I can get by on $10 of gas. It's no big deal. So I just wanted to see like a pattern to how we're spending. We don't, you know, if we go to the grocery store, we just get what we want. I love coupons and getting stuff like that on sale when it's stuff that we eat. Sometimes I get things we, you know, don't necessarily eat, but.
Nope. Yep. That's a lot.
Want to try.
Hey, this is on sale. It is.
We had never.
Honey dipped goat turd. But there was a coupon.
It's not true.
Very true.
Not bought one single turd. I think, like, we wouldn't even. Give pause to like, first off, we had gotten way off the way off track on like meal planning. I'm not talking about meal prepping, but like, this is what we're going to eat this week. And so it is nothing for us to be like, you want a pizza? You want to just go get this? Let's go pick up Mexican. Like, there were nights that Gary and Harlan would come home and eat something, and then I would get Charlie later on and we would go get something. So not smart spending, not smart eating. We would just, what are we going to cook? And then you'd go buy it. And we had food.
That's the
here.
Convenience of being an adult, though.
It is.
You got McDonald's money.
We do. We do. Charlie thinks we've got McDonald's money, corner store money, like Starbucks money.
To be fair, she's pretty spoiled.
She is very spoiled. So just, we sat down on Sunday. I had my little budget planner book, and
I got her for Mother's Day last year.
It's at least a year old, so it is more. It does a paycheck breakdown, and it uses some of the same concepts as like sinking debt and envelopes for cash and stuff. We did not go that route.
Not yet.
We just kind of want to.
We're just figuring it out.
What we're spending money on, like. We've had two grocery store trips. Like, what were we spending money on? How low can we go? So, in all of this, number one, Gary and I approach it completely differently. Like, I want to be, like, hyper-vigilant and, like, down to the penny where we're going to spend things. How much would you spend on this, this, and this? And Gary's just like...
It's all a rough estimate.
You're just going to get gas when you need to get gas.
General specifics.
And so, you know, how much does this... item cost and how much do we really need? And so then I got really crazy and like, I was like, okay, here are the four things we buy Harlan every single week. Every time we go shopping all the time, he has to have these things. Like, where is it cheapest? Are we, you know, just buying wherever, whatever, you know, Harlan alone is a big ticket item. So
that's an understatement.
It's a stupid pull-ups and everything else. So, which thankfully we're not using near as much as
no.
We were. But anyway, I get to where, you know, we're going to spend X amount of money on groceries. And so, like, I started making two, like, I had a Walmart order in and a Kroger order going because some things are just legitimately cheaper at one than the other, whatever. Sounds like a great idea. Sounds smart. But my brain has only the capacity for like so much of this. So like
you are the worst multitasker.
Yes.
You can't send a text and give attention to anybody.
I don't think
else.
I'm the worst multitasker. I don't want to be a good multitasker. I like to focus on one thing at a time. Okay, so I am bad at multitasking, but I think that's good. Like, I don't think there's any.
I think there's certain times where you kind of need to be pretty.
I don't think anybody's good at multitasking. I think that's bullshit. I think you tell yourself you're good at it, but something's not getting attention somewhere. It's our brains aren't built.
Example
to be,
A.
What? What's example A?
You didn't order the Walmart.
Okay, that was the second time. First time, I was like, "We're definitely having sandwiches this night." I put bread in one cart, and I was like, "Oh, it's cheaper at Walmart," and took it out of Kroger. Never put it in the cart at Walmart. I looked at it, saw that it was cheaper, moved on. So what does that mean?
Do you do that a lot? Like in my head, I feel like I do things, or I've responded to a text, or I've replied to an email, and I never did. In my head, I had that conversation, but
we'll talk about that later. You and your in your head conversations that you thought that you had. We'll get there. So, you know, that turns into me like having, I don't know how many times we had to go to the grocery. We stayed within our budget pretty much. I got to adjust it. Like, we pulled the chance card in Monopoly, like, midway through the week.
And Gary's bank was involved in a class action lawsuit.
And Gary's like,
out of the blue, a little deposit snuck in. And Abby's like, I don't trust it. So I called him.
So I said, here's the deal. When we get money, I'm like, don't touch it. Something's about to happen in the universe. Yeah. We can't do that. So turns out, I was like all pumped. I got to like reallocate funds.
Corporation Thomas.
So I've done that. And then like, I had this big plan for like Harlan snacks. And I only ordered one instead of two of something. It was supposed to be cheaper. It was not, because I didn't order it the right way. And then I didn't even order we had a Kroger and Walmart going out, forgot to even hit confirm on the Walmart. So I'm sitting at freaking Walmart 9 o'clock last night waiting on groceries.
Such is life.
That's
Dave Ramsey life. You got us.
I feel like I'm going to get the hang of it. I'm getting there.
I'm interested to see once school starts, like once you're back busy, and because then we sat down, looked at our calendar and allocated, like budgeted time.
Yes, that is something I asked for this week, was time.
Well, you got all the time this week.
Well, yeah, this week was nice. I like Monday. I am so completely envious of people who are on the beach somewhere vacationing or wherever. I would love to be there because I just want warm weather and I want to like smell the ocean, and that would be great. But
they make candles.
We just left our daughter in Moorhead for like an extended period. I was like, she would call. Can I stay? Sure. Don't come home. She had to come home for a dentist appointment, though. Dang it. And so Monday, I just stayed home and listened to all podcasts and like kind of did weird stuff like purging shit out of our kitchen. We had a lot of Tupperware lids.
Stockpile. I throw them away every chance I get.
You throw everything away. I think you throw our dishes away, to be honest. I think they're like,
who's to say?
But I enjoy that. Like, I enjoy time by myself to get kind of my thoughts in order. And so it gave time for me to kind of process the budgets and the workings of this house and trying to figure out how to make it more manageable.
After all this time.
No, I think I have to rework, like, there's a part of me that wants a system, but it does no good if I'm the only one that understands the system. Like, it has to be something that is clear and obvious to everyone else. Or
like, there's a couple people I work with that talk about like a monthly budget meeting. They go over what they've spent, what they uh-huh. can spend next month. I'm like, oh, y'all do that?
We're late to the game.
I mean,
I think it's been a hard part of our relationship where like having that conversation brought up some other stuff that we didn't want to address either. So becoming more mature and healthy,
wouldn't say mature.
Being able to fake maturity for a little bit longer. I think we've been able to have those conversations. So we are late. I mean, we are 100% late to the game.
I mean, game's almost over.
Yeah. And we're like, hey, did you know you could save money if you just buckle
switch
down?
Switch to Geico.
Oh, eating out, dude. That is a pitch.
So, speaking of eating out, Abby and I went to eat out this Friday.
Haven't been all week.
It's our date. No, yeah, I took my lunch like a construction worker or something, you know, just gotta.
I just hate that when you show up, they're like, oh, what's going on? I'm like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, I mean, that's not how we operate there.
I didn't realize you weren't taking your lunch. No. Along with other things I didn't understand.
Yeah. So let's hold on.
What?
Let's go back in time. To approximately a year ago. Now, it's been well documented, my first prostate exam. I even wrote a paper about it. But okay. I did that prostate exam in order to get testosterone replacement therapy. This was in 2013, 2014.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was 33. So let's rewind to a year where, like, I feel like I'm doing 75 hard. And I'm working out a lot. I'm tired. Like, I don't recover as fast enough. And it all stems going back to, like, I was looking in to doing it again. And there was, like, this magical thing that happened where I went to go get cryotherapy at this place.
Really weird way, like, you happened upon it. And
have I told the story?
I don't know.
So I'm at the gym, and, like, we had Googled cryotherapy that day at work. Like, I'm exhausted. Doing two workouts a day. At that time, it's end of May, 1st of June. We're doing outside workouts. I'm tired. We want to do cryotherapy. So I look up this place. I just Google cryotherapy near us. I find this place, but we don't call. Like, the day gets away from us, whatever. I come home, go to the gym that night, and I see the company's truck out in the parking lot.
Serendipity.
And I was like, what's the odds? But I don't know who it is, right? I don't know who it's going to be in there. So I do my workout. I get in the sauna, and our sauna, at points in time, is just dark in there. Like, the little lights in there doesn't work.
No, nobody turns it on.
There's a guy sitting up in the corner. I can't really see him.
Probably not wearing your glasses.
Who wears glasses to the gym?
Me.
I mean, I'm not Chris Sabo or anything.
Most obscure reference. Keep going. He wears glasses
and play baseball. Anyway, so I was like, hey, man, you care if I pour some water on here? It's pretty dry. Yeah, that's cool. So I hit it with the water, and it gets 10 times. It feels intense right off the bat.
Steamier.
Gets steamy. You got that moisture in the air, but it gets hotter. So he comes down off the top. He's like, whoa. And he's wearing the shirt.
It's like he, like, comes out of the clouds and he sits down. And
the,
like,
company's name is Optimize You. So I was like, hey.
Y-O-U or just a U?
Just you. So I was like, bro, you're never going to believe this.
Like, such a weirdo at this point.
Listen, you're not going to believe this, but I was at work today. We were Googling cryotherapy. Your company came up. He's like, yeah. He's like, he asked what I did and stuff. He's like, I tell you what.
That sounds so fake and like you were stalking him, but keep going.
The one and, like, only time he's probably ever been in the gym there.
Right. It's like, I just happen to be Googling you and I'm sitting in the sauna with you, sir.
It is weird.
Little
so we talk.
Weird.
We know we have some mutual friends. And he's like, "Hey, come do it for free." I was like, "Really?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "Cool." And then the questions start. How do you sleep? I was like, "Yeah, not the best." How's your sex drive?
Oh God!
And I'm like, it could be better.
Personal.
Yeah. And he's like, "Have you ever thought of, yeah?" Have you ever thought about hormone therapy?
This is why I don't talk to anybody.
And I was like, and it kind of clicked. That's what they do there.
You did not. It did not click with you that that's what they did.
The name. Anyway, so he's like, hey, I tell you what. I was like, I work in Lexington. He's like, their office is literally 10 minutes from me. Stop by. He's like, you want checked? He said, I'll check your blood for free. I was like, no. He's like, yeah. I was like, bet. So me and a guy I work with go, we do the cryotherapy, -200 degrees for 4 minutes. Doesn't sound like a lot. It was amazing. So I'm like on cloud nine anyway. I'm like, that's awesome. I love cold. So I was like, hey, it was a different person. I was like, so-and-so said y'all do a blood test for free. They're like, yeah. So they go back there, draw my blood. Like, we'll call you. It's like, all right. So they're like, hey, come in. I said, okay. So I go in and I see the doctor. And the doctor goes over line by line everything in my blood work, from my cholesterol to my lipids, triglycerides, all that stuff, like a normal doctor. They talk about my free testosterone, and what my total testosterone is. And they're like, you know, your insurance company or a doctor, a normal range, right, for somebody my age is between 200 and 900. So if you're like 210, you're considered a normal range. But why can't you be at 9? Why shouldn't you strive to be at 900? I was like, of course, I buy shit hook, line, and sinker. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
You're right. I should be more.
Yes.
Help me be more.
And then they go over everything, and the things, they're like, you know, if you're interested in this, there's a good chance that, you know, you won't be able to have kids. I said, I can't have kids anyway. Check that. Like, all right. They're like, well, that's really the only side. Like, you know, you got to stay on top of this. I'm like, yeah. They're like, you got to give yourself a shot. I was like, I don't know about that.
Okay, so. Stop. This was never discussed with me. This whole part.
Like, we talked all about it. Like,
we talked about the hypothetical situation of you thinking about it. Of, I don't know, they talked about this. This guy told me about this.
Yeah.
I'm not even 100% sure I knew you had a blood test.
Yeah.
You saying, yeah,
I mean,
meaning I did it, doesn't mean you necessarily communicated it to me.
You were on board, though, so I wasn't worried about it.
I was just like, if this is, like, do you really think about this? Like, let's think
about
it.
Oh, I thought about it a lot.
I don't think you thought about it. I think you...
I got sold on it?
Yes. So...
I recommend to every guy out there.
Okay. But there was, like, a time where you were on it. Why'd you get off of it then?
Because I didn't feel... I asked this very question. I said... So, I was like, I was going to the doctor, and I was like, I didn't really feel any different. He's like, because they weren't giving you enough. I was like,
yeah, but isn't this supposed to cause a heart attack?
The story is, I tell everybody, so the guy standing there, my friend Michael's with me. He's asking the questions, and he's like, listen, my dad died when he was 37 years old of a heart attack. I was like, I've heard stuff about, you know, it causing stuff with your heart. Dude doesn't break stride, says, can't pick your family. And I'm like, how does he know we didn't die like yesterday?
Oh, wow.
And he said, I would love to sit down and tell you why that is completely false.
So studies are wrong. Okay. So I distinctly remember sitting in this space that we're in right now.
Here?
Yes. Having the conversation about testosterone. That's where I remember us having
this. I remember having it in bed.
I don't remember that.
I was watching a video.
See? There you go, multitasking again, and you multitask wrong. So I know that we had the conversation, and you were like, maybe we were just talking about cryotherapy, and you were telling me about the appointment and this thought of they could also do this here, and I've been thinking about it. That is the last time in my working memory.
You were
probably
texting somebody when I told you.
This is bullshit. No. I remember looking at you. I know this for a fact. Talking about it and the words, like, it, you know, what do you think? Like, are you thinking about it? And I don't know, maybe. But you're also in the midst of 75 hard.
Right.
So I think the mentality was like a lot of side effect feelings were going to correct themselves through the 75 hard discipline and lifestyle, right?
So, No. I felt more because of what I was doing. The more exercise I was doing, the less I felt like I did 15 years ago.
Gotcha.
You know, like I was sore longer. I could, you know.
I do remember you, like, the recovery was so much harder, but also you were doing a lot more.
Yeah.
When there was a time in your life where you did do two-a-day workouts and lost a lot of weight, but we were also in our 20s. Different world. So that is for a fact. Because I've thought about this a lot since Friday, since we went out to eat and you were having this conversation. For a fact, the last time we talked about it together, where you said anything about testosterone. Okay?
Okay.
Cut to
Friday.
Friday, a year fucking later.
Why you gotta say it like that?
Gary tells me.
I don't tell you anything. I ask you a question.
What do you mean you asked me a question?
I didn't tell you anything. I said, can you tell a difference?
Yes. He has been giving himself testosterone shots.
Yeah, twice a week.
Twice a week. Like, that's a big deal. Like, I tell Gary when I take my vitamins. I guess the fact that, like, you went and did it and, like, you've been getting blood work, it just blew my mind.
I'm on top of my health.
But you never told me. And you're like, you knew. And I was like, I didn't know. And you're like, well, I thought it was understood. Like, it's not understood.
It was implied.
There was even a day where I commented on a bruise on your side because there was, like, a knot or something on you. Or, like, an ingrown hair. And you're like, oh. And I said, oh, you have a bruise there. How'd that happen? I don't know. You literally said, I don't know.
You don't get bruised from that.
Is that where you're giving your shots?
In that area, yeah.
So you got a bruise from it.
No, that was like right here.
It was not.
I'm putting my stuff. Anyway.
Okay, so I feel like I could get people on my side here.
My body, my choice. So I don't have to report anything.
Oh, damn. Okay, I'm not saying you have to report it. It's just something I feel like we would have talked about. I don't know. Like, you're giving yourself shots.
It's such a normal thing now.
You didn't say, like, hey, I started my shots.
No. Well, because I was gone the first time I got it.
What do you mean?
Like they gave me my first shot, and then I went to Orlando.
Were you giving yourself shots in Orlando?
No.
Huh. It's wild to me that you just did that. Like, I've always said to other people, they'll be like, oh, did Gary tell you? I'm like, no. Mm-mm. A bear, a wild animal could walk into Gary's place of work, attack him, and
I kill it with my bare hands.
Shit on his desk, and he would come on and be like, how was your day? It was all right.
I don't know, like. It's hard, and it's same with you as a teacher. Like, none of the stuff really at my day to day makes sense to anybody else that's not in there with me.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, same for, like, you could talk to teachers all day long about that and not even teachers in your building, but other teachers around the state.
I get that.
And so, like when we had the pipe bomb at the office.
Yes. There was a pipe bomb. Like cleaning out Gary's car. I'm like, what's this? Oh, it's a pipe bomb. The hell is a pipe bomb? Am I allowed to tell? When was there a pipe bomb? Oh, it's been a month or two ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? I don't know. I do tell you. But you do ask me questions.
Yeah.
And I do tell you things. So now I feel like, appeasing me? Like, are you just trying to, like, do you really care?
I do care.
I don't know. Either you don't tell enough or I'm talking too much about our lives.
We could try to get to 50-50 there.
Okay. All right. I just feel like that.
But talking about, like, for you, I feel like you want to get it out. It makes you feel better.
Yeah, that's my
personal. For me, it's not.
But I'm going to say this, and I don't do that with everybody. Like, yeah. The way I talk to you and tell you things, I am not doing that with everybody else, because there are just days that when people are, like, talking about things, I choose to say nothing because I couldn't even begin to, like, explain things to others. So I'm like, this is pointless. I think there was a time in my life when I would have, but I've realized, like, what. Where and to whom I can say things.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
And not in a way of, like, people are going to go out and, like, discuss that information against or use that against me. It's just, I think it's, like, physically a waste of my time.
Yeah.
And emotionally to put that out there. So I do purge onto you a lot.
And I never complain.
Because I know that you can. I've always assumed you could handle it. I went to therapy this week and did talk about, like, you know, that balance of, like, I feel like I do ramble to her. Like, I'm just purging things to her. And I even hold back a lot of things that I want to talk about because I know I can flood.
Well, I think the way that we have conversations is completely different.
Yeah.
You are long form and I'm not. Even we've talked about this when we talk about doing this podcast.
Yeah.
You're like, you always just go on because I'm done. Like, I don't, there's no,
I don't think that's necessarily, like, I think there's value in being able to, like, explore a thread of something. And I do get that, like, reinforcement therapy. Like, we will go down, like.
Because you're paying them for it.
Well, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they care. I don't know. But.
No, I'm not saying I don't care. But, like, I am 22 years ago, I was in training. And they said, this is how you operate. This is the ABCs of how you conduct yourself. Accuracy, brevity, clarity. Shorten to the point. Mm-hmm. Make it right.
I don't know.
And now that's how I've talked forever.
I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm not shortened to the point.
Like, that was literally in every classroom. Like, when I went to the Department of Criminal Justice training, we'd have, like, in services and stuff, every classroom had the ABCs in it.
Right. It freaks me out sometimes when I do talk to people who operate under that, and they're just like, I'm like, are you mad at me? When the answer is like one word, I'm like, no. But I do.
I'm not a, like, there's times when I talk a lot when something's going on, but it has to get, whether it be good, bad, positive, negative, whatever. Like, it, for me, when I find something, like when I get on to a show or, you know, something that interests me, I love talking about it.
Yeah. Huh? Amusement parks.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So.
I don't know. I feel, I died laughing in Don Senor because it was just.
The best lunch too.
So good.
And we sat there forever after talking. Yeah. No kids. You single people, you non-child people out there.
Non-child people.
Children are the best.
They're also the worst.
And sometimes the best of them is their absence. Gives you a little bit of, and even like everybody needs their alone time.
Absolutely. Amen to that. And that's what we were working on this week is like in therapy, which I, you know. She's like, have you even asked about this? I'm like, no, I always feel this guilt to ask for time because we have a Harlan. And I think to ask any one of us to like be the sole caretaker of him sometimes is a lot. And I try to be very conscientious of how much
there's
time.
There's been afternoons where Harlan and I just both come home and go to sleep.
he does that with you. He never does that with me.
Yeah.
Ever. It's always something. He thinks that I'm going to always take him to the park or to the slides or go somewhere. Yeah. And Kroger.
That's, yeah. He loves when I take him to Kroger.
Apparently, somebody in this room.
Oh, I've been taking him to the gas station.
Has been taking him to the gas station because he was asking for Yellow K. Turns out it was Circle K. I don't know where the Yellow came in.
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that. I wanted to look at the cups to see if there was a yellow on the cups or something. So he's like yelling at me when I was doing one of my multiple grocery pickups yesterday. Go yellow K. And I'm like, we're going to Kroger. He's like, no, yellow K. Circle K. I guess it's been a habit. Somebody.
It's been a few times. A
few times.
And he's so damn good. Like, he is polite. He talks to everybody, says thank you.
He flings open that door like he owns the place. And they've got our Circle K is like rearranged differently now. So you have to walk through. Like this tiny aisle of candy.
Yeah.
And he walks and he's like, so many candies or so many treats or snacks. Yeah. No, because we're calling them snacks. So many snacks. And I was like, I know, man. I know. And we literally sat down in the aisle and he just sat and looked at them all and he'd hold one of them and put it back, hold something else and put it back. And we landed on Swedish fish.
Good choice.
But, yeah, so, you know, $9 later, I got out of there with barely, the bags of Swedish fish, they were like $3.50. Don't look at me like that. Well,
I mean.
I tried to trade it out for a surprise egg, but he wasn't having it. He was like, no fish. I was like, damn it.
Sour Patch Kids with me.
Those are also $3.50.
We were in the gas station, a different gas station, and I was getting a drink. We were going to Charlie's Track Meet, and he'd got. Like it was a small dollar bag of
Sour Patch
Kids. He's like, Doritos? I was like, yeah, we can get you some Doritos. I turn, he's got like a family size bag of Doritos. Like, let's get a little bag. Yeah, he's fun.
Damn it. He's so cute. He got invited to his first birthday party and we went today. Outside of family, yes. So it was his little classmate's birthday party. So we went.
And he was in like Flynn.
He just walked in like, again, he owns the place, so I'm pretty sure I didn't get all the toys picked up in the bedroom. I was trying really hard before we left.
Oh, that he got out?
Oh, yeah. He dumped a box. You know how that goes. But.
Yeah.
So I don't always. So it talked about how, you know, I feel this guilt to not be the one picking him up or leaving him because it is hard to.
His mornings have been.
To be home alone with him and.
Well, it's not a bad thing. It's just he's very attention oriented. Like you have to stay.
Well, and especially since we're not fully potty trained too, so yeah. That is an extra layer.
Yeah, because he'll shit on your couch. It don't matter.
What under? Are you pooping? No. Okay, you are. Go to the bathroom. So I feel bad, and so we had to work out like some more intentional times where I think we're balancing. Who's picking him up and
I'm still dropping him off every day.
I will gladly do that.
You can't. You'd be late for work.
I'll write a letter and appeal for to be late every day.
Oh no. Summer is upon us.
I'll do it every day. Don't you worry. I'll take care of it. And let's be fair. Like me staying home for 5 days compared to like Gary staying home for 5 days.
And I told you that.
Yeah. What would it be like?
Be a whole lot of awesome for old Gary.
Yeah. Would you have cleaned anything?
I would have gotten some shirts clean. I'd have got some my laundry just done.
Yes. I was going to say you would do your laundry.
I have to do dishes. Like there are times when the inspiration kicks in and I do clean.
Uh-huh.
But I will never reach your standards. So why you try?
Oh, is that what's happening?
No. Yeah, no, it's. I don't know. It would be different.
Yeah. So I think for all the, like, if I need to work a little longer or stay longer for something, I do try to fulfill my duties elsewhere in this house. Whether it's budgeting or planning or the mental load. We're going to throw that word out there. The mental load.
So in, like, my retirement date's pretty much set, right? Mm-hmm. What's that going to look like when we have the same schedule? Summer's off.
I don't know.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm not really sure. I don't know if you're going to like it because I'm get really bothered by seeing other people just wallering around on the couch and I'm like up cleaning stuff up. And speaking to one of our family members who I don't know has moved from, with the exception of couches today. And she's just wallered to death. So I think you have to be ready to like do stuff, go places.
That's not me.
That's what we do around here in the summer. That's not what we do. We go swimming. We visit the park. And by then, Harlan will be home in the summer.
So. I probably had to get a summer job then, sounds like.
Got to get a little art project in every day.
So you've been consistently going to therapy for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
But you also find other avenues of therapy.
Yes.
And then Abby sends it to me.
Yes. So Gary's now on TikTok and does the TikTok, and he'll share stuff
with
me.
I'm not the biggest fan, to be honest. Like, I thought it would be, like, because I see you have a time, like, at night where that's, like, your routine. You mm-hmm. go and you fall asleep with the same. That's the one thing I changed about that app. It's the same shit playing over. Like, go on to the next one. But so, anyway, but so, you have that time where you, like, yeah. 2 minutes, and I'm like, I don't like any of this.
But you do find some funny ones to send. And every now and then you get on my level, and I think somehow my algorithm is sliding into yours, and you're picking up on some of my therapy TikTok.
Well, I think based on what I've read, TikTok is the most intrusive app when it comes to like your personal data.
I told you, I think I've sent it to you. There's one where this guy's like, he's telling all these things about like your habits and traumas and like what you do. And then one of the things he names, he's like, you know, the algorithm's got you, and he starts naming it. I'm like, uh-huh, uh-huh. And he was like, and you probably never finish a drink. I was like, damn it. That's me.
But, like, there's an instance where these two women were face-to-face talking.
Mm-hmm.
And when they left, TikTok recommended them to each other on TikTok.
That's wild.
So it knew they were physically close to each other.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that. And we... oh my gosh, I was talking on the phone with somebody, another mom, and she had mentioned that they had stopped at Harbor Freight. Her husband needed to run in really quick, and they were going to go to Lexington. She was asking if we want to go to Gaddytown. And that's it. He was in Harbor Freight, and I was like, oh, cool. And we kept talking. I get on Facebook, and I've never seen a Harbor Freight ad, didn't even know they existed, and I had one.
There you go.
That's wild. But
you find, you get value in...
I try to find things that are, I do, like at first, it was all like teacher TikTok stuff. And I did a ton of like learning things. And then that kind of ran its course for me. Like every now and then I get a really cool teacher tip, but a lot of it is just like parodies of classrooms. I enjoy that, but I don't know if there's any like new stuff out there. As far as like what's been going on, like you could only take it so far during the COVID time and making fun of what was happening in classrooms there. And now it's just general, like how I'm surviving in my classroom. So it turned into, I'm on a lot of plant TikTok, gardening, homesteading. These are things that I am not, like I try to use sulfate free shampoo and I'm pissed about it. So I have no ability. My heart wants to be this crunchy person, but it's just not going to happen.
Well, not your jam?
No. But I do pretty consistently get the therapy TikTok, the talking about the trauma or the, whether it's through like physical or mental stuff. And so I had some Brene Brown stuff I was sending you, but that's all from her. I think she has an HBO special out right now, Atlas of the Heart.
And that's not what I thought she looked like.
Wait. You didn't know what Brene Brown looked like?
No.
At all?
No. I'm not.
I'm trying to think of how that would be possible. Out of things that I share all the time, you've never seen her?
It's mostly just her voice.
Oh. What'd you think? Just not that?
Just not that, yeah.
That's her. He's nodding his head, just yeah, staring at me. But she mentioned, she hit me hard in the feels with her conversation about, she was talking to somebody in just researching for some of her stuff about resentment. And she had always put resentment in the anger family, which that makes sense to me, right? you're angry, so you resent something or someone. But the person very quickly answered and responded, no, that's envy. And that's just your envy coming out, and it comes out in through resentment, or comes out as resentment. It's like, that checks out. As an Enneagram 4,
yeah,
my, I guess, like sin or whatever you call it, your weakness, your thing that you're trying to heal and overcome is envy. And trying not to
see it. Comparison's a thief of joy.
It is. It is. And I have to be very mindful of that through a lot of situations and places in my life. You know, I got to live like very clearly.
See, I think it's very different for a man. It can be similar, but like as far as mom standards, beauty standards, professional standards that you see that you compare yourself to. I have completely, and not by choice, like not like intentionally, but what I consume really just fuels me. Like it's memes and comedy and just the dumbest, most obscure stuff that I don't. Like, my Instagram is comedians and podcasts and stuff like that. So it's not like I'm looking at, you know, trying to keep up with the Joneses, you know, or trying to be like this. Now, granted, I have a lot of, like, fitness stuff on there.
Mm-hmm. And does that creep its way into you at all? Mentally or subconsciously? Oh,
I mean, it. No. No. Because, like, I even send you. I love following like snarky personal trainers that make fun of everybody. Yes,
yeah.
So like I'm about that life.
I don't think I really fall prey to like beauty standard bullshit. I mean, I will comment on people, you know, but the hard part, I want to be very realistic about mom life. And I really seek that out. So I'm pretty much on top of like when people are posting shit and I'm like, you're this fake as hell, you know, and that doesn't creep into me as much. I don't know, but that comparison is out there, I think, for just women in general. So I agree with you there. I don't know if it affects me as much as I think it could.
Yeah.
But I do. I wonder, are you, when you're looking at all these things, like, is that to fuel you or is that to numb or like, you know what I mean? Like, so that you don't have to like dig into anything deeper. Like you love to keep it surface level.
Yeah. Like I mean,
all the time.
Exploration's not my jam, you know?
What if it was?
But it's not. Like, I liked our love language thing. I liked when we go back and listen to our Enneagram podcast.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
Which you will entertain my Enneagram posts and stuff.
Because it's fucking witchcraft.
Why do you say it's witchcraft?
Because it's spot on.
It does nail you sometimes.
I'm like, shit, these people follow me around. They must listen to the podcast.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's it. That's they it. Created an entire, this entire thought is all around you and your podcast.
Yeah. Oops. I forgot to say something. Oh,
okay.
I'll say it. It's early, but I'll remind me next week. We need to put this in the beginning.
Okay.
If you would like to support this podcast, you could become a member of Close Enough Plus, like Disney Plus, Close Enough Plus.
Was this something you're supposed to tell me and you didn't?
Yes.
See? See?
Well, to
live
be
in
fair.
In action, Gary. This, live in action.
Our good friends at Acast.
Your good friends, clearly. I
don't
know.
Bombard me daily. I know it's to help me be a better podcaster. It's all good stuff that I need to dig into and study.
Are they not brief enough for you?
Like, they wanted me to do an online seminar this week. And I was like, nope.
No time.
I don't have an hour to sit on Zoom and listen to somebody tell me about marketing. There will come a time when...
I always want to live your life of being so secure and confident.
It's not that I know how to be a marketer. Obviously, I don't. It's just that if I'm being 100% honest here...
Please do.
All that shit's work. Like, it is a work. Like, and there's a good portion of me that's like, I need to put in the work. Like, if I want this podcast to grow and get a bigger reach and, you know, touch and help people, there's certain things I need to do. Then on the other hand, it's like, we're doing pretty good.
Okay, so this is why we titled it Close Enough.
Yeah.
this is our MO. This is how we operate. Like, it wouldn't be us if this is not exactly how we work. It is like,
so this is similar to like a Patreon or something like that, where you can like it by no means is it necessary. I'm just saying this is an option right now, until like I think we have to get 5 supporters before it unlocks multiple options. But like, listen to the podcast.
Is this your cult? Are you starting your cult right now via the podcast?
Listen to the podcast.
Are we onboarding somebody? You said unlocked.
Ad free.
Oh,
that's the benefit you
that's
get.
That's the benefit.
And you get to support us. And so it was like, you know, write a thank you if somebody doesn't. What you want to say? I was like, hey, if you do this, text me or contact us. Let's talk. Like, because I feel like you have a, if you're going to give money.
Sure.
It's $5.
For one time?
A month.
Okay.
Ad-free listening. So that's basically.
Hang on, he's mathing.
99 episodes. Next week, 100?
Yep. No. No? Yes.
Yep.
Do we have a plan?
It's Easter. We'll probably skip. You're going to a play. So, yeah, there's things and that we can incorporate, like special subscriber-only podcast. Maybe you want to subscribe and you want to be on the podcast. We'll talk to you for 30 minutes or something. I don't know.
I would love that.
We
could have secret tracks.
That's a good transition.
That's a good.
Abby's talking about like secret songs, secret tracks. Okay. And the only one I knew of.
So I'm like
was
upstairs.
From Dr. Dre's album.
I'm upstairs. I'm listening to Spotify. It was Friday, no kid day. And Gary was down here probably working really hard on the podcast or something.
To be fair, tonight before Abby came, I cleaned the desk off.
It looks good here.
Oh God, it's so trashy. I still need like sweet. Do you mop?
You can't
concrete.
Yes, you can mop concrete.
Like in my head, I want a whole new space where we can do video and.
I would love that for us. I would love to keep you home one day and us clean this out. I have so many plans for it. I worked my butt off last spring. And you can't even tell. I got rid of so much stuff.
Remember, I got rid of the boxes.
Don't get me started. You literally took 5 boxes out, tried to burn something, and walked away. Like, your attention span, man.
Anyway, secret tracks. One that I know
is
from Dr. Dre's The Chronic album.
Okay. I was listening to my little Amazon Prime, and I'm trying to make this like playlist of things that like are happy or like I like to listen to in the car, driving, windows down, sunshiny kind of stuff, right?
Can you make it public, your playlist?
I don't know. I'm sure I can.
Then if that's the case, you can go to getamazonmusic.com/closeenough, get a free month.
You can follow my glimmers.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I couldn't think of a name. I was like, I don't know, like shiny. Shimmer. Maybe shimmer's the word I was wanting.
Shimmy, yeah.
I wanted like shiny, like happy.
Shiny, happy people by R.E.M. Was that on there?
No, it's not. I could put it on there. So things that were a little bit nostalgic, but also some new stuff that I'm like, this is good. I would roll the window down to this. A lot of Tom Petty. A lot of Led Zeppelin has been, I don't know. Like I know people believe in like spirit numbers that show up to you. Led Zeppelin's like my spirit band. Every time I've been turning on the radio and like some of my top favorite songs, like Dancing Days, Going to California, like I've been playing. Kashmir came on. I haven't heard that on the radio. So it prompted this playlist. So I'm playlisting it again. And I was listening to Alanis Morissette. And I totally had forgotten on that album, there's a hidden track, like In Your Room or To Your Room or something like that. And it is so weird to be 40 something years old. I'm like doing my homework, working on schoolwork, and like every word of that song just came out of my mouth. Like I knew every single word, like, because I would sing Alanis Morissette with like the true aching and yearning and bitterness of some like scorned woman at like age 15. Like I knew what the hell she was talking about.
Yeah. I don't know.
So like I totally knew this song. And I get so excited. I'm like, oh my God. Like this whole core memory is unlocked of like hidden tracks. Like I distinctly remember like my brother and I being like all up on this. Like, do you hear blah, 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 or secret track? I found the secret track. And I was like, does that even happen anymore?
Well, there one, can't. There's no very little physical copies of anything.
Right. So there's no, like, would somebody do a digital copy? Is this an NFT? Is this what NFT is?
No. Jesus.
Like, that can't happen anymore. Like, that is gone.
Yeah.
The secret track is gone. Bring it back. There is something about it. God, if you're like in a younger generation who has never had to buy a CD and you don't know the joy of finding a hidden track.
Usually it just plays after the last song.
Yeah. But I mean, you would just sit and wait.
Like,
and
I know the CD says 13 songs, and then after song 13, it goes to 14. You're like, what?
I know there's, so like I went down the rabbit hole of just like who had hidden tracks, but everybody's only done like a top 10 list. So they mentioned Dre. Mm-hmm. Which I taught Gary tonight.
What did I mean, I knew.
You didn't know.
She said it's a diss track, which there is a diss verse in there, but it's.
It's a diss track to Eazy-E.
I mean, if you would say, sure. I mean, I agree with you, it is.
You had a hard time agreeing with me.
It's not the diss track on that album.
No, but it is one. Nirvana apparently had one. Alanis Morissette's not as known. Green Day, All by Myself, or All Alone. Wait, I think it's All by Myself.
I think that was on the album.
That's what I thought. They were saying they were hidden tracks. I'm like, but I think they were on.
Yeah.
But they're not. Hang on. Yeah, All by Myself, Green Day. So I don't know. It was such a cool feeling to remember that and just think that, like, how excited you would get, and then they're just not there anymore, and that's not a thing anymore.
Everything. Yeah, you know, when there would be like the whole album had a theme.
Yeah.
You know, and that does make no sense now.
Right.
Because nobody listens to like.
Well, the hidden track was something about you were getting this little secret piece of the band that was kind of like between you, the CD buyer, the fan, and them. And now you can just get that by following them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or following their ticket. And then you get like these little glimpses of them and who they are. Because.
Yeah, connecting with like bands or actors or athletes is so much easier now. Maybe not on a personal level, but to sit back and observe it, like watch through social media and videos. And,
yeah. You never
knew. And a 24-hour news cycle where they interview literally the fucking ball boy about their reaction to the game or whatever.
Charlie Jolie into Jack Harlow, and she was all pumped because when they went to Louisville to see Billie Eilish, she thought she would see him. And then she gets on something the next day, and it's a post, and she's like, we were there, we were standing right there. And like that instant image of knowing that someone we never had that sort of understanding of like who was going to be in this place or time. And you can find anybody. And so sad for the artist, I guess, to be that.
They don't have to post it. You know, that's
right. That's their choice, but. It's harder to hide and to know where people are at all times. But I miss that, man, that part of it.
I miss buying CDs.
I do too. I loved just walking into Main Street Music. That was something my mom, I think that was kind of a cool thing my mom would always let us do if we had like extra time or she was going over to Pasquale's to like pick up food. We would go into Main Street Music and, you know, I had my fair share of like just stupid ass like black light poster stands.
Lava lamp.
God, I love all that shit. But just going through CDs and seeing like, oh, I was a big fan of the used. Like I've been thrifting my whole life. And
those so places, like that doesn't, where do you even buy, like Best Buy, Walmart?
What? A CD player?
You buy CDs, yeah.
I don't, nowhere. That's not a thing.
It is, yes.
Nobody has a CD stand. I bet you could probably find.
We go to Walmart right now and I'll buy you 10 CDs.
Okay, Walmart, but.
That's what I said. That's where you go buy them.
You said Best Buy.
Best Buy has them.
I don't think so. Who's buying CDs, though?
People, Jason Ellis.
Okay, like other than Jason.
Like Jason Ellis-esque people refuse to conform.
But good for them. I support it. Vinyl. I feel like vinyl has this huge following, and you can find so much. You can buy vinyl at Walmart. I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just the whole part of music, and I've talked about it before, but like people can just discover, like discovering a band or discovering somebody. I remember I saw Norah Jones for the first time, but it was like after she had already made a music video, and I had to, you know, see it like early in the morning at the gym, at the wellness center at MSU on, you know, when.
Whatever happened to Norah Jones?
She's still recording music.
Not a star anymore, though.
But I still think that whole stardom is like different now because it's not what it was. There are so many people who are stars because Spotify or Amazon Prime and all these platforms allow you to be that.
Or TikTok.
Or TikTok, or, you know, yeah.
MySpace.
God, bring it back. I loved it. It was so fun. So cringe. I hope no one pops that back open because I don't even want to know the shit I wrote on that.
Didn't you get in there and were able to get all your blogs off there?
Uh-huh. I don't know where they are now. I disabled them for a little bit. I was needing to kind of
Abby some stuff Abby off. Mentioned to me, this is maybe after we get through 100 episodes, we'll tinker with it. But like, she's like, I really like to write. Mm-hmm. And Abby's a phenomenal writer. Oh, she's not been in USA Today or anything, but she's good for her genre.
USA Today, if you're listening, can you just publish one thing that I've written, just please, so I can shut this mofo up? I'm going to get published. I've been published in NCTE, sort of, kind of.
I'm about to be published in MCTC's Spring Journal, and it's about my butthole.
I'm so proud of you and your asshole.
Just telling you. We're a writing family.
So what were you saying? Excuse me.
Talking about revamping our website because we have a website.
It's there.
And it has not been updated, not been touched.
So much work.
It is. But when you talk about budgeting your time, you said, but you, like if I had, they're like, you need to write something, you got 15 minutes. I can nail that.
Cannot.
I'm not saying it'd be good, but I get my point across.
I am too much of a thinker. Like, I so sympathize with kids when we're writing essays and stuff, and they're like, I need one more. A kid will text me, I changed my topic completely. I'm like, I feel you on that. I've done that a million times. So I really...
Yeah, I'm gonna write a paper.
It takes me a long time. Like, I walk around with an idea in my head for a while.
Just got to get it out.
I know. And I saw something like...
I get struck by lightning the next day, and then that just stuck there forever.
Just the process of waking up every morning and writing for 10 minutes, or you set the timer, and you've got 15 minutes to purge a bunch of words on paper, and you can go back and see what you have, but which is a wonderful process, and I've done it before. but I also need to, like, according to everyone TikTok, I need to wake up and stretch first, mobility, drink a glass of water, go ground, write, exercise, take my vitamins, shower with my sulfate.
Say your prayers.
Say, yeah, meditate. You gotta fucking meditate.
Not with that attitude.
You can meditate with any attitude you want.
Don't think so. I think it's about clearing your mind.
No, it's not. You clearly haven't done meditation. You don't clear your mind. You learn how to take those thoughts and process them through and just let them be. You don't.
What about free your mind? And the rest will follow.
I love En Vogue. God, I'm going to add that to my playlist.
Oh.
That was a good one. I made up a dance to it in high school, or in middle school.
With my cousins. I would love to see it.
I don't know what it is, but I know my cousins
are. I see you shake a leg.
I don't know, what does that mean? Shake a leg?
It means dance.
Shake a leg. You've seen me shake a leg before. We've danced.
You shake a little something else. You know what I'm saying?
All the fat and blood.
Why you got to take it there?
Because
I'm trying to give
is.
You some body positivity here.
I'm just keeping
my
it
undying
real.
Attraction.
I love your undying attraction to me.
If you made it this far, we love you. It has been a fun, interesting week, as always, in the Thomas household. Next week, we celebrate a huge milestone in episode 100. So, appreciate if this week, tell your friends about us.
You should binge listen to us all 100 episodes.
Maybe if you're in the hospital with two broken legs and two broken arms, you can't go anywhere. Just do that. Remember, you can become a Close Enough Plus member. The link is in the show description. And that's
I'm so impressed with us. Yeah. Close Enough Plus.
Close Enough Plus. Yeah, I love you.
I love you.
Until next week, toodaloo.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Close Enough.
Leave us a like on our Facebook page and follow us on Instagram at Close Enough Pod.
Consider giving us a share and review on whatever platform you found us on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.